This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
If you had to predict who's going to win the presidency right now, even if it isn't how you feel personally, it's just an educated guess, who would it be? Trump. Let me start with you.
Trump.
Blitz?
If it was today?
Yep.
Man, probably it'd be super close, but I'm going to have to say Biden.
Oof. I'm with you.
But I mean, I think Trump's going to use this, hey, I'm cure of COVID, thing to his advantage, and that might help him out.
And the potential debate got canceled. I think another debate helps Trump because he crapped the bed so bad on the first one. I think if Americans don't have any other debate and all we know is the one that we got, I think Biden won that debate not by anything other than Trump just, went too crazy.
The standards were so low with Biden that
Seth,
he was
over
able
to
walk over him.
Modern day prediction this very second. It may not be the candidate you support, but if you had to make a prediction.
I think Biden wins.
Anna?
I think Trump's going to win.
Dan?
I am pretty sure that Trump is going to win, and these polls are all suppression polls. I think that Trump is going to get more African American and Spanish vote than is being appreciated. And I don't know that it's going to get 300 electoral votes, but I think he'll win.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
The White House announcing the president tested negative. Fox 35.
If I was Trump, I would open up every rally with a little doctor that comes out.
And what, does the temperature check
does
on
the temperature, Willie, and then has a big negative, and then they start rallying around that.
And then he rips
98.6.
Then he rips off his shirt like Hogan.
Yeah.
Then he does his ear gimmick, and then he does his other ear gimmick, right?
I read a story that he wanted to rip his shirt open and have a Superman shirt underneath his shirt when he got out of the hospital.
That is correct.
They should have let him do it.
They should have let him.
This has live team coverage.
I mean, the wheels have already fallen off of how crazy and over the top he is. You might as well just endorse it.
Of the president's visit, we start with Fox 35's Robert Guadarrama, who was at tonight's rally.
Robert Guadarrama. Hello, Robert.
How was the atmosphere out there tonight?
Electric.
What do you think he's going to say?
Yeah.
You know, Luann.
Man, it was really the shiz.
Sphere, as we expected it, was energetic. A lot of excitement because the folks here were wishing to see President Trump speak a couple weeks ago when the originally scheduled event was planned here. But, of course, that had to get canceled because it was the same day.
Slow down. buddy.
That he went public, he tested positive for COVID-19. So after a brief pause, the president restarting his campaign. First stop, Central Florida.
Just 7 days after getting out of the hospital.
Man, he's really got his face oranged up, does he not?
Yeah.
President Trump is back on the campaign trail. Air Force One pulling right up.
Man, I don't care who the president is. That is such a beautiful sight, that plane, is it not?
I know, yeah. It's so cool.
I mean, it's like,
wait till they repaint it.
Oh, they repainting it?
Well, they're getting new Air Force Ones.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's wrong with these?
They're old.
Who gets to buy these?
Sending them to the UAE.
Pastors.
Southwest. Spirit.
No one's
going to fly back
do
from Oklahoma.
Do these get retired or
now,
something?
Blitz, what do they do with these, Blitz?
I would assume they're going to crush them.
What do you mean crush them? Like with a monster truck?
They got so much.
January failed entertainment monster jam.
They blow
crushing
them up
Air Force One.
They've got so much technology in them. They're either going to strip them and try to sell them or, like he said, destroy them.
So Blitz, they'll probably.
And nobody flies 747s anymore, so.
Now, what's the new Air Force One? Is it a more efficient, smaller plane?
No, it's going to be the same thing, but just new.
A 747?
Yes.
To the rally in Sanford.
Is this the biggest plane they make?
Nope.
What's bigger than a 747?
The Boeing A3, what is it?
It's an Airbus.
The Airbus A388.
It's A380.
Yeah, it's where I flew to Indonesia. It was massive. The wings are like 100 yards long.
Blitz, how much bigger is the Airbus
stories.
Air Whippy Yo bigger than the 747?
Not a whole lot, but it is. And it carries a lot more people. But they're even starting to retire those.
They're going to retire those? Just not efficient enough?
Yeah, I mean, you really got to fill the whole thing for it to be efficient.
For the president speak.
22 days from now. We're going to win this state. We're going to win 4 more years in the White House. We're going to make our country greater than it has ever been before.
The president.
It feels like pro wrestling, doesn't it?
Oh, it is.
He had some swagger in the speech.
Is the face orange from, like, what is it, bronzer or what? Is it other stuff?
Man, I got to tell you, they really, these MAGA face masks look good, do they not? They're, like, form-fitted.
Yep.
Right?
They do, yeah.
A little shiny.
Supporters on his health.
But it does give you a good feeling when you can beat something and now they say you're immune. I don't know for how long. Some people say for life. Some people say for 4 months.
Didn't he say that he would kiss attractive women?
Yeah, and guys.
And guys?
Well, he said in this speech and today that he would go in the crowd and kiss everyone.
Hold on.
To have 100 million vaccine doses before the end of this year, and they'll be delivered by the military, and they're all set to go.
President Trump taking jabs at his opponent.
Biden had a bad day. He forgot Mitt Romney's name. He didn't know what state he was in. And he said today he's a proud Democrat running for the U.S. Senate. No,
he did say that.
He did. He did.
The economy.
Under my leadership,
who sent me something, Blitz? I minimized it accidentally.
I know it wasn't me.
I sent you the Biden stuff.
And if you look at our upward path, no country in the world has recovered the way we've recovered economically or otherwise. Not even close.
So one thing I just do want to make a point. That is that Trump said he was cured. And he is immune. And I agree with that. And you can look at the CDC guidelines on when you're allowed to return to work. He's fulfilled all those. And he's got 2 negative tests, which now the media says, oh, we don't even know if that's really true. So he is cured. He's got antibodies. And he is immune. And to fight that, they publish this story about some guy that supposedly caught the corona twice in 2 months.
They've had like what? Like
four cases in the world of people that supposedly caught it twice.
Would you make out with Donald Trump?
I would.
What? I would.
Wow.
I would.
Mm.
Sure, why not?
Butt stuff?
I mean, what? You know.
Never mind.
I'm just talking about getting COVID.
Oh, right.
Here we go. Hold on.
The more reckless he seems to get, Dr. Fauci, the most respected doc on this issue in the world, in the country.
No, he's not.
He told the president, you know, the president's announcement of his pick for the Supreme Court in the Rose Garden, as he referred to that as a super spreader
all those people that got the disease. How's he responding? Well, guess what? He's now running an ad you probably saw.
You see? I'm real old, you see?
National ad, quoting Dr. Fauci out of context, way back in March, referring to public health officials. Dr.
Let me, is it in here?
If you scroll down, you can get to it real quick. There's two clips. Right there, that's where he doesn't remember Romney.
If you may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon.
That Mormon guy.
Remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was...
Man, if I'm Biden's handler, I'm like Biden. Other than when you're on stage and you got your script up, Willie, no improv kind of impromptu kind of deal coming off the tarmac, Willie, because you can't remember nothing, buddy. His name's Mitt Romney. When you forget things like this, you look stupid. And they're going to use it and shove it right up our ass.
Man, he doesn't look good just even speaking.
Doesn't.
You may remember... No. I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on.
I mean, that's funny. I mean, we're not, you know.
Come on, go back to saying the pledge.
He says, if you remember, and then he couldn't remember.
Here we go, hold on.
You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. You know,
he doesn't even know what he's doing.
He is a fool. And he is so beyond competent to run a country, let alone America.
It's
embarrassing.
I really, really would have more respect for the Democrats if they'd say, listen, you know what? We're going to put Kamala up there.
We're
going to
do a reverse gimmick. We're going to let Kamala be the one.
We're going to reverse it and then find a qualified vice, okay? Because this guy is
I'll let Joe hang around as the vice.
Okay.
You let Joe hang around.
Joe. Huh? You're going to be the vice president, buddy. It's something you've done before. You know how to do it. Okay. Joe, listen, think about this. It's something that you know you've already done. You got like 8 years of doing that, buddy. Yeah, I do. You know, okay, not a big deal, Joe.
You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
The Democratic Party has to be like, oh, God, just when we start... getting a little bit of traction, he comes out and says something like, you know,
he doesn't evoke any, as somebody who's liberal, he doesn't evoke any, like, there's no passion. Like, I know people are just, he's not Trump, so people are okay with that, but I see a guy up there, I'm like, oh my God, is this going to be it?
On mental life support.
Is this it? I mean, I give the guy a pass for making a couple of mental mistakes. He's old, I get it. These are our options, old guys at this point. But just listening to him talk, it looks like he's bored. I don't know what he's, I want to feel some excitement
about
it.
You're right, he didn't have any compassion
right,
at
just,
all.
Well, I think he has compassion, but there's no
fire.
He's lacking bravado, machismo.
He should do adult diaper commercials and go home.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah. Down.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba.
Well, many here tonight were so inspired to see the president in person. People of all ages attended the rally.
What to hear?
America great again, Rally.
Why do I always want to say that when I see a bird?
Right
here,
coming out of this illness. What? It's amazing.
This guy just got off the fishing boat. Look at him.
And the fact that he loves his country.
Supporters arrived wearing Trump hats,
see,
shirts,
now,
and even socks. Deborah Lee.
I wish I could pick somebody as articulate as Dan when they, you know, instead of two people right off the fishing boat.
Lewis couldn't resist.
My Trump shirt.
I love you.
My hat.
Today's rally took place after the original one on October 2nd had to be postponed. Many were relieved to see the president recover from COVID-19 and visit today.
We're really glad that it only took a few days. I think he's proven something to the U.S.
Are they playing Billie Jean in the background?
Oh, yeah.
Proven that it is not a big, ugly monster. It's still a bad disease.
Everyone had their temperature checked at the gate.
Holy crap! They were trying. I saw.
People had masks. Many were.
They had to check everybody's temperature for that?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and they turned away a lot of people too. That weren't
worried about being part of a large crowd because it's an outside event.
Yeah, because they ran out of space.
By the way, my mom texted. She said Joe Biden looks great and that he's going to win,
and that she wants to give him oral,
and that you're pulling out ridiculous clips.
Well, listen, Elise, I appreciate your candidate, and I didn't pull any other clip than I don't think I edited it or nothing.
No, the man said he was ready for Senate.
Elise, he might win for Senate. He can't even remember Mitt's name.
Yeah, that one guy, the Mormon.
That Mormon, you know, the governor, you see?
We were in line, but if you're out in the open, I think it's fine.
One woman even arrived at...
Elise, I will tell you this. If your candidate wins, you'll be the first person I put on the air for a victory celebration.
Oh, wow.
Four in the morning to get a good...
I mean, that's fair. Fair is fair.
Bubba, remember?
That's her candidate, and she
Ryan can... will be sleeping in the parking lot the night before.
Brian will clothesline Elise to get number one mic position.
It's like people do at Best Buy for Black Friday. He'll be in line.
I've been here over 24 hours. Yeah.
Wow.
I've been here.
How are you doing that? Are you staying in your car?
Is that Wooly Bully?
I mean, is that... She's sleeping in her truck. What's going on?
Yeah, there
here?
Was starting a day and a half before he was going to even be there for sure. People were already sleeping in their car, waiting in line.
Hey,
to get
Blitz,
there.
I don't know if this is the safest environment. They got full blown aviation fuel back here. Tanks 1, 2, 3, and 4, right?
He is our president. He's the best thing that's ever happened.
Trump's rascals. Is that what she's is?
Yeah.
She's a Trump rascal.
And God's not done with him.
And parents even brought their
kids.
I want to shelve up that trucker lady's jugs.
I do too.
Yeah.
Kids to see the president in person. Many were just elated to attend. In Sanford, Valerie Boy, Fox 35 News.
As supporters of the president packed the airport, Joe Biden supporters gathered on a pedestrian bridge right above I-4 in Lake Mary.
Hold on.
Dude, listen, Bubba, remember
those
when
yoga
we...
Pants are
yoga
strong.
Pants, yoga pants for
yoga,
Biden.
Yoga pants for Biden. I'm flip-flopping my boat.
Go get your ballot.
Signs and flags saying they wanted to show...
Those are some strong legs.
They are, they're not... Yeah,
for
they're focusing...
Their candidate. Many saying the president's rally was dangerous.
Man, this cameraman's as thirsty as I am.
You know, when they do the Trump stuff, they get the most ridiculous clown-looking people they could find, and they do the Biden thing, and there's 20 of them. They find the one girl with a nice butt, and they just focus on her.
I mean, it makes me want to change my vote immediately.
Nice butts for Biden.
Let me go to the mail and get my ballot immediately. Take it out.
Butts for Biden.
Yeah.
And inappropriate.
Bubba, we had more people in Calgary with a one-day notice to see me and Brian than Biden can get at a rally.
I will tell you this, man. That is a strong gluteus maximus. Yeah.
Wearing masks. They may not be wearing masks, but it certainly doesn't show a respect for the people of this nation. And so we want people to know that there's an alternative, and a good alternative. Vice President Biden and Kamala Harris have a plan for Central Florida. They have a plan for the nation.
He won't even answer questions. What's his plan?
They won't get off that at yoga pants. I'm all for it.
Are you going to stack the court? Well, I'll tell you after the election.
How can
those yoga pants look so good?
The media and the country give Biden a pass on not answering such critical questions. He's like, I'm not answering that.
Because Danny's running for Senate.
And Dan, he told you, he said, I'll answer that question after the election.
Because he's running for Senate, Dan. We're not talking about the president.
Well, also, Bubba, if you wanted to, that link I just sent you,
yeah,
you can join the new thing that Trump has. It's called the Trump Army.
Oh, you mother effer!
Is that a Trump Army?
Hi, who's this? You're on the air.
Hi, this is Gary. How's it going, guys?
And they're selling like Trump Army merchandise.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Doing well. Hey, you know when Biden was talking about the Mormon It was because he was being attacked for people going after the new Supreme Court justice for being a Catholic. So he was making a distinction of how he was had nothing against the Mormon. Why would he have something against the Catholic when he himself is a Catholic?
I don't know that
Biden still couldn't remember his name.
I don't know if Biden knows what he is, my friend.
That guy calls every show, and he's like the biggest left-wing guy ever.
Good luck to your candidate, Gary, kid. He's running for Senate.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. I'm Lara Trump. The race to November is heating up, and the Trump campaign is gearing up to work harder than ever before to secure 4 more years for President Trump.
Who's Lara Trump? Is this his daughter?
In-law.
She's pretty hot.
To achieve this historic win, we need you.
Is this his son's wife?
Yes.
Your friends, your neighbors, and your families to join our movement. Ready to fight for President Trump? Text ENLIST to 88022 and register at armyfortrump.com today.
Yeah, you could be an early enlister in the Trump Army.
That's tricky. That might people might think they're actually enlisting for something.
Tyler just turned 18. Yeah. He's going to think he has to enlist.
Yeah, you have to register at the post office. Join.
Text ENLIST and sign up for the Trump Army. That could get a little confusing for some people. I think they're actually trying to trick people into signing up for the Army.
I think my son. I think when you turn 18, you have to go enlist, don't you?
No.
You have to. You have to sign up for the Selective Service.
You have to register.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't know that he has yet. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm signed up for that.
You had to when you were 18.
I had to.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, I don't know. I might have. I don't remember doing it.
President Trump said he's immune from the coronavirus at the campaign rally in Florida and offered to kiss everybody in the audience to prove his resilience. Trump was about 20 minutes into his speech in front of thousands of supporters at the airport hangar.
That doesn't prove his resilience, by the way, if he kisses somebody else, right? They could still get sick and die.
But he
can't.
It just
proves that he can't die.
Right. But he's not contagious either.
I feel so powerful.
Negative.
I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women, he said.
Sounds like a threat.
I'll give you a big fat kiss.
Oh. I'll take a fist bump.
Yeah. Or maybe a vagina grab, right?
What? Oh, yeah.
And doesn't he proclaim that you can grab girls by the vaginas and it's not a big
deal?
They'd
let you. That's what he said.
What if he goes to kiss some girl and he goes, President Trump, I would prefer a vagina grab.
Would you let him grab yours, Anna?
No.
Would you let him grab your vagina?
No.
I'd let him grab
mine. Just a nice little...
No!
It hasn't been grabbed in years, so...
I grab it.
Yeah, right.
Shut up!
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code BUBBA. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. I swear to God, let me have my vacation in peace. I'm going to be doing various things from up there, hopefully live on YouTube. Hopefully they're...
Dan just texted me and said, what's it going to cost to get you up there on Wednesday?
What do you mean?
I want Lummi to be up there on Wednesday.
If the listeners would fund a plane ticket and a hotel stay for Lummi.
Lummi, don't waste your time or money.
Well, if we don't do 198, I'm sending Lummy to just follow you and the entire time.
He's gonna dress up as a cheerleader at the game.
Blitz, the beard.
Blitz, I did. I am making contact with the people that live in my old house.
And oh,
I'm,
cool.
And I'm seeing if I can do a walkthrough of it Friday day.
Awesome.
So, you know, my childhood home where I grew up, well, at least for the first 17 years of my life, and I'm going to potentially do a little walk. Dan, the house that you grew up, does your mom still live there, or did the house that you grew up still around?
Well, when I first moved to St. Pete, I was like 4 or 5 years old. We lived in a little tiny little house near Lynch Elementary School for about 4 or 5 years, and then we moved to the house where my mom still is. So I was there since like third grade.
So you never have walked through the home that you
the were. Original one? Yeah. No, I drove by it a few times in the last couple of years. It's a quaint little tiny little like a 3-2.
Let me maybe I could shoot baskets on that infamous basketball court that Doug Klim put up.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Does Doug Klim live in Warsaw?
No, he lives in Nevada. Oh. And did he
write you back?
Yes, he did.
Mm.
And he's just a dick.
Oh, he didn't want to square things up with you?
He never wants to square. Todd, I'm sorry. Anything I said is taking a negative. I care about Tyler's future and worried about him getting married at 18.
Well, screw up his life like it did mine.
He says it again. And getting started in life behind the eight ball. Trust me, I know. Like, why does he always say that? Like, God, let it go, old man.
He ruined his
let
life.
It go.
Are you gonna say
just
it?
Let it go? God. Dan, if every time you saw your dad, he reminded you that he got your mom pregnant and it screwed up his life, wouldn't it just be like eventually you're like,
I'd say that's your fault, old man. Like, yeah, you did it.
You the one that blasted my mom over the transmission of a 65 Impala.
You didn't.
I didn't get that, Niz.
You didn't ask to be on Earth, Bubba. He's responsible for it.
Yeah, he made me. Don't blame me for your orgasm. Right?
Yeah, you wanted to feel good.
Tell him that.
Douglas, there you go. Now you got a 54-year-old on your hands.
You should have Rick make a shirt that says it on the back.
What?
Get one of those Doug Army shirts.
Oh, he got so mad about that. Did you hear that story,
no,
Dan?
No, no.
So I made a shirt that said Doug Klim Army, you know, like Bubba Army, but it was Doug Klim Army. And I sent it to him for Christmas 2 years ago.
It's cute. Thinking, cute idea.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like your dad would wear a Diaco plastic surgeon shirt, would he not?
Right. And if you did like a Joe's Army, he'd love it.
Right. So I sent him the Doug Klim Army shirt. Said, hey, Dad, I thought you'd get a kick out of this, you know. Never heard from him. So like, this is for Christmas. So like March finally comes around and I finally, what is this book? Where did you find that?
I got my sources. Let me investigate.
Where did you find that?
I got my people out there.
If you double click on it, we can watch see the whole thing.
Senior Todd Klim flashes part of a chant to get football Tigers really going at a pep session before the big game.
Well, you were a sexy man. Let me send me that for Instagram.
All right.
You can't really see your face, though,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's me. And I was... Back then, you could be a flasher at a pep rally, and I had basketball shorts on, obviously. But
it was embraced.
I don't know, Dan, if you could even have that... If you could even do that, you know, as a flasher in today's society, right?
I don't think so. But what's up with those... How come your ears look like they're off of a... Like a troll?
It's a hat.
Oh, it's a hat. Okay.
Yeah, it took me a second to see it,
it's
too.
It's like a Blues Brothers kind of... Right. Like oh, derby
okay.
Hat.
I thought that was like the top of your ear sticking out. I was like, what kind of helmet you got on?
I don't know. So I sent Doug Klim a Doug Klim Army shirt, and then in March I hear back. Well, I don't hear from him, and then in March I get a return package back, and it's the shirt wrapped up, and he said, "Don't send me stupid stuff like this again."
Oh yeah. Wow!
Oh my God!
And I'm like, "What? He's like, "I don't want to partake in any of that stupid stuff that you do."
Does he? Is he?
I don't know what his problem is, other than he's just a mean old man.
How do you respond to the Hogan stuff in your life and all that?
Jesus.
Oh, sorry.
How would your parents respond?
Well, they would support me, actually. I feel like they would support
me. My mom
me.
Does. Yeah. My mom's like, people make mistakes. I don't know what you're into back then, but, you know, I know you're screwed up. You
yeah.
know,
come on, let's be real. I know what Doug said.
Gold Egg Blair said something really interesting. Did he ever laugh, your father? Did he ever have fun? Did he ever, like, look like he was having a good time?
Yeah. Yeah.
I when mean, you guys were at the whorehouse together.
Your mom working time, on the Phaetons.
Yeah. The Polaroids.
He just is a... He's just
Let's call him up and blast him, Bubba. Because what is it, 5 a.m. Las Vegas time? Let's give him a piece of your mind.
I called him one time back in the Sirius XM days, and it was very uncomfortable.
That's what I like.
Oh, that was a good interview.
No.
When was the last time
like
you saw him?
It was like 19 minutes.
I saw him, the last time I saw him was my wedding in 2007.
Wow.
January of 2007.
He was at your wedding?
Yeah.
God, I was there. I don't remember meeting him.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss enough.
Let's tell him that you have pink eye, and let's see if he has any concern for you. Let's see if you're in his will.
He would be like, I'm not in his will. And he would be like, oh, let's just put a little lacquer thinner in there. Or like, you know, I don't even want to talk about
it. Can we call him and have Lummy pretend to be Tyler and see if maybe he feels bad for Tyler and wants to send us money?
He was really stiff.
Lummy, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
I know that sometimes you sniff around with your various Lummy investigates. And if you get a hold of my father.
I'm not going to talk to your dad.
Like, don't. Like that, that's a shoot.
I met him one time. And he was stiff.
Yeah, let's leave him alone.
Yep.
I don't want him. Like, I just.
Would you fight him at Kalta's Punch Out?
You're nonstop over there, aren't you, buddy? You're just, you know, just when you thought you were gonna get that 198, that Danny 198. You know,
it feels close.
I just got a text here from Bud Meyer, and he said your dad's a good dude.
Yes, Blitz, you're very proficient on Google and tracking people down and been verified and all the other various software that you have to be able to check people.
I mean, Bud Meyer's a legend.
Bud Meyer is a legend. Do you know who Bud Meyer's brother was?
I know his dad was.
His
Seth Meyer?
No.
Dad was Eddie Meyer.
Yeah, Eddie Meyer, but I think Louis Meyer was his brother, and Louis Meyer was a 3-time Indianapolis 500 champion. And Eddie Meyer, I think, was his father, and they owned Eddie Meyer Speed Shop in Hollywood, California. And they used to make speed equipment, like intakes and heads and stuff for flathead 32 Fords. It's amazing that I know that.
It's a niche.
Well, you know who they're friends with.
Who?
Cousin Brucey.
My, as in Bruce Clem, one bad dude?
No, Cousin Brucey, the radio guy.
Oh, who's friends with him?
The Myers.
Oh, I didn't
and
know.
And probably your dad.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know that my Uncle Bruce, who's my dad's father, he hates him. They hate each other.
But your dad's brother?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love my Uncle Bruce. He's cool.
Uncle Bruce
He's
is awesome.
Cool as hell.
He needs to come hang out sometime.
He's cool as hell. He's one bad dude. But him and my dad hate each other.
You think maybe that you're going to end up like your dad?
In what manner?
Well, just mean, you know, just kind of like angry.
Can we start playing Cats in the Cradle now?
Bubba's not angry, and he doesn't hate the world, and
my
he's
son
not,
doesn't
and he's
hate
not
me.
Resentful of his son.
Yeah, like I
you
don't.
You know, he isn't like throwing it in his face every time. Like
Tyler wasn't,
you son of a bitch.
Tyler wasn't planned. Tyler wasn't planned at all.
But he was a blessing.
And he was absolutely a blessing. And I don't tell him, hey, Tyler, you know, I never really had a relationship with your mom. And, you know, you son of a bitch, because you came around, you know.
You screwed everything up.
No, I.
The one thing that Tyler didn't do is screw everything up.
I love that kid. And I'm not selfish. And I provide for him. And he has everything he would ever wanted. And that's completely opposite of my dad. My dad's the most selfish guy in the world and just wants to be this martyr.
Does he like Tara?
Oh, no. Well, yes, he loves Tara because that's his daughter, but my sister hates him, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
shelve up just, those jugs on Doug.
You think
and
he's
going to
leave
feels.
You one of his cars?
No, I don't get anything.
How about like a fuel pump or something?
No, I'll get nothing.
What are those cars worth?
Oh, God.
Doesn't he have like a 32 Ford or something?
He's got four 32 Fords. He's got one that's a 1932 B400 convertible sedan, and I think, Dan... You know, there's only 23 known of them left. They only made 864 original, and he has one of them. And it's probably worth, $150,000 to $200,000.
Really?
Yeah. His car collection is probably worth $400,000 to $500,000.
Well, why go buy?
There's one right now for $135,000.
What?
Wow.
B400.
Yeah, there I am. And his is immaculate. It's a Dearborn winner. It's a Dearborn Best of Show winner. It's, you know, 17 coats of lacquer and just whatever. I had to work on it.
Are you going to, if he did leave them to you or left one to you, would you like, you know, cherish it and keep it? Or
oh,
would you
absolutely.
Just flip it?
No, I would keep it. Like I would.
Why? Sell that son of a bitch quick as you can.
No, I wouldn't.
What are you going to do?
Because that's
it?
What he would like, you know, that listen. Is
That's what his prediction would have been. That's
no,
why he would have been hesitant.
You
to
know what
it.
He'll do? He'll my dad, as he probably should, will give those cars to. Probably like the Henry Ford Museum
right.
or something like that. No, for real. Like, and they'll be preserved, and that's probably what he wants, and that's what could ensure that they, you know, will all always be kind of the way he wants them. I wouldn't sell them, though. I'd have to go rent some. I'd probably have to get a hold of your brother Jay and rent some garage space, because I know he's got a big-ass garage.
Right, yeah.
Put it in there.
I don't know if he'd let that in the same room with his Porsches.
Really?
Sacrilege.
You put a Ford in with a Porsche.
No way. That's cross contamination.
It is.
Cross contamination.
That's right.
So, you know, I don't know. It's just a bad scene. It really is. You know, this is the first birthday in like 10 years that I've sent him something, and I tried to make sure it was there on Friday, October 8th, his birthday.
That was a Thursday.
Whatever.
But yeah, it was the 8th.
You know.
And what was
my
your
dad's
response?
Birthday was October.
And did you
it's
get
October
response?
8th.
Correct.
I got the email that he sent me.
Well, wait, I thought the shirt was for Christmas.
No, that's a previous story.
Yeah, the shirt was for two Christmas ago. I sent him a poster of Tyler and all of Tyler's racing cars. But my dad is absolutely obsessed with Tyler having a girlfriend now that he's just completely obsessed with Tyler ruining his life because he has a girlfriend now. And that's all my dad wants to talk about. Is Tyler still dating that girl? Yes, Dad. Do you think they're gonna get? I don't know if you heard the story yesterday or not, Dan. But Tyler went to his girlfriend's sister's wedding this weekend, and posted pictures of him and his girlfriend at that wedding.
So Tyler's sister-in-law, basically.
Yeah. So my dad, who I guess is on Instagram now.
There you go. Let me track that down.
Email me, direct messages me on Facebook, Dan, and said, did Tyler get married? I saw on Instagram where Tyler got married. He's only 18. He's going to ruin his life like I did. And I said, no, Dad, he didn't get married. He went to a wedding with his girlfriend, and I'm tired of you always sending stuff about how you were 18 and had a kid. That kid was me, and you're so negative. I can't take it anymore, and that's why I choose not to have a relationship with you. Because I'm tired of this nonsense, negative stuff. So that's kind of where it all. Because he's obsessed with watching Tyler's Instagram for whatever reason. So I sent him this cool picture, this professional photographer who takes pictures at the racetrack, and it was a picture of Tyler and all the different race cars that he's been in, and in a Green Bay Packer hat. And he said, "Thanks for the hat and the poster. I see Tyler still dating that girl." Like, Jesus, God, he's 18. That's what guys do is they date girls when they're 18, Dad.
The girl's nice, isn't she? Don't you like the girl?
Super nice. Her family's nice. She's a great person. If Tyler's going to date anybody, that'd be who I'd pick. Martha Sagowski, she just still really does it for me over there at Channel 9.
This one?
In Orlando. Yeah, she's about 50.
Have you had
really?
The story up for 2 days, Bubba?
Yes,
I feel like I've been looking at her.
For she's 50.
Doesn't she have like 7 kids or something?
She's single though, right?
She's single and she's got 7 kids. I think 5 kids. But Jay, she's 50 with 5 kids. That's
no way she's
pretty
50.
Strong.
She looks great.
About a viral social.
Although she looks sad since they took her gay co-host away. He got a promotion to go to Atlanta. They've been together for a long time as a team, and she just doesn't. And they put this guy in here. This nonsense.
How do you know? What are you? You're just, watching this?
I know.
Tracking their careers.
I know Orlando News.
You can tell she's been sad since her partner left.
They took the gay guy, the really good looking gay guy, away and took him to Atlanta, and she hasn't been the same since.
Police in Lake Mary are warning people about a viral social media challenge.
Let's find out how old she is and how many
she's
kids.
She's 50 and she has six kids.
She's
5'4".
Wow. 50 and she's got six kids. She's got a hell of a dandiaco over there in Orlando, does she not?
She doesn't look a day over 49.
They say is dangerous and could land participants in jail.
Yeah, we're talking about a TikTok challenge encouraging folks to steal President Trump campaign signs. Channel 9's Bert Price talked with Lake Mary.
I mean, she looks pretty damn good.
I think
you couldn't handle that.
That's technically vandalism.
I think she looks great, Bubba.
PD and joins us.
I would blast the hell out of her.
It's live right now, Bert. Police are taking this seriously.
Give her what?
A seventh.
Seriously.
Give her what?
A seventh. A seventh.
I got a vasectomy, Lummy. There's no seventh.
You can reverse that.
I'm not gonna.
We can reverse.
That's right. Officers aren't playing around. Right now, it's election season, so almost everywhere you look, you can see campaign signs like this. But police tell us it doesn't matter whose name is on those signs. They say if you...
This guy's horrible.
He sure
his
is.
His name's Mert.
You go in someone's yard and you steal them.
Can we do this from studio with Martha? Because, Mert, you're horrible.
No, Martha can't handle this.
Take a look at this surveillance video. It shows someone creeping into a homeowner's yard, stealing their President Trump sign, and then taking off. Lake Mary police say it's not an isolated incident. It's happening more and more.
We have been doing investigations regarding...
Yeah, this guy, he's not investigating
That's why
nothing.
People don't put up Trump signs.
Would you call the cops if somebody stole your yard sign?
Well, that's what Danny was talking about earlier.
You should.
Weren't you really?
No. Yeah. No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, you should.
No, you shouldn't. This is what you should do instead. You should booby trap your Trump sign with razor blades on the bottom of it.
Well, I do agree with that as well.
Oh.
Yeah, and say and let justice handle itself. This guy here, Michigan man, receives 13 stitches after slicing his hand on razor blades attached to a Trump pent sign.
There was a guy I saw it online like a month ago. People kept running over his signs, so he put a bunch of nails in, and every time someone would go to run him over, they'd get flat tires, and he'd go out and film them.
Oh yeah, so look at this guy super glued like some razor blades underneath.
That's
it.
Awesome.
So,
this is one of those cases the Socratic method humbled me on, because you cannot booby trap anything.
In
the old days, people would have like hunting camps, and people would ransack their hunting camps. And so what they would do is they would set up a shotgun aimed at the legs, and when someone opened up the door, it would blow their leg off. And you know who's responsible for it? The guy who set up the gun and blew the leg off.
So the guy, the owner who booby trapped Willie, it would be in trouble for it.
This one as well. Now the last election, there was a guy who just put a little minor like electric charge to it and watched the guys like bounce and run. And that was funny. Was funny. Didn't hurt him. But this is, I mean...
So for real, booby trapping's illegal.
Absolutely.
Even though a person's doing something illegal stealing,
absolutely.
Booby trapping's illegal. That's good
100%
to know.
True.
I would have never known that. I got a few things booby trapped here at work.
If that guy was smart, he would have maybe like filed down the edge of that sign and...
He
just
made the metal part of it sharp.
Yeah.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps... It's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.